This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 510. The last caller is so off base, it's not even funny. Warrior fans always want to place blame on Kerr. And that's from Niner J. Would have put your name on it, Niner J.
Put your name on it.
Yeah, stand on it. And then 415 texts in and says,
stand on it.
There you go. Fans, please stick to being F-A-N-S.
Mm.
Fans, stop trying to be coaches because you don't have the blueprint.
You coaching?
You don't have the hoop schematic, bandwidth, nor intellectual analytical logistics.
Perhaps.
Monday morning QBs always want to share their great ideas, but clearly lack the basketball IQ mandated to successfully or productively break down the highest level.
It's good.
That's a lot of big words in there.
It is, but part of being a fan is being...
Well, sure.
A coach, a player, a GM, an owner, a team president,
all
the rest of it. That's what being a fan is about.
Well, there's no rules. You get
exactly
to do this however you want. And so you get to be mad at whoever you want. But in life, if you're going to express anger at someone or something, put your dukes up. You better be ready. You better be ready for what comes back at you. I have no issue with a fan that looks at last night and goes, well, this is a bunch of crap. That's fine. That's fine. When you then get a drink of water, use the restroom, brush your teeth, go to bed, wake up the next morning and decide, Steve Kerr's an idiot.
Got to go.
With all of the championship rings and the fact that you're sitting here in the second round of the playoffs as the seventh seed because of a brilliant run of basketball for a 2.5 month stretch. And you decide that now is the moment in a game where you're on the road against a desperate team without your franchise player. Now is your moment. You're like, all right, I'm going to strike. Steve Kerr's a dummy. Come on. Come on.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to.
You're allowed to.
You can fan however you want to fan.
And I don't want to speak for you, are allowed to say that that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I find it to be a little bit ridiculous. And I look at last night and going into the game, and I said it yesterday on the show, I thought they were going to lose by 20. I might have said 30. I might have said 80, just being glib and being sarcastic. But I thought that that game was going to go that way. Now, I didn't anticipate a 13-0 deficit. And I finally got in the car and Tim Roy with they finally broke a throw. They broke the seal.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible Tim Roy, but
5 minutes into the game.
Right.
It was the 7:01 that they scored for the first time.
A basket.
Yes.
Right. It felt like I was watching Arsenal in the Champions League.
Wow. Which that was a shot.
He's not listening, which is kind of fun. But
good thing.
It's their team that also couldn't score. But, you got to that point. They're down 13-0. And I didn't think that they were going to lose like that quickly. But I thought it would be that game. And I also told you that I thought that it was going to be a throw everything at the wall kind of game. And that's what he did.
That's what
it's
it was.
Like, yep. All right, guys, anybody in a uniform Can you play? Are you any good in this series? Let's find out. And Pat, no, wasn't your night. And Quentin, no, didn't work out. And, you know, you mentioned Knox, and he might have been a guy who, like, showed a little bit.
I don't know if people even know that Kevin Knox is, like, I think he was the same pick in the draft as Kuminga was. I know so many people are like, Kuminga's a lottery pick. You got this, that, the other. So was Kevin Knox. He might have been ninth. I don't know if he was ninth
Kevin
or
Knox
seventh.
Kevin Knox was ninth.
Yeah, he's ninth. Ninth pick in the draft.
Oh, now you're listening.
2018.
Yeah. Hi, Grandy.
I just took a shot at you and you weren't listening, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
One of the rare times that you actually were in Lucas mode.
Do you want to guess what he took a shot at?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
So many options.
It's
a good thing I tuned out for that moment.
Though. I was comparing the Golden State Warriors offense to that of Arsenal in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Got them.
We don't have a striker, Dibs.
When we
neither
don't
do
have
the
a
Warriors,
point guard.
Thank you.
Hello.
You see why it works?
We don't have a literal top 10 in the history of the NBA player anymore. So, I don't know. Just acknowledge that. That's all I want. Can we let that into the room? Steph's not playing. He's not playing. So, I would like that to be in the analysis of the game last night. That's all.
No, for sure. And what I said yesterday, I still believe today, and we'll go to the phones, and I know we've got one line open.
No,
Full phones. I do believe that last night was about learning and exploration, and I still think that what I saw last night, it was, exploratory. I do think that what they learned last night, they can apply, and they can still win the series. I'm not ready to, like, throw up the white flag and totally give up just because you got blown out in game two.
Let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570 is the number. How about Chuck in Mountain View? Hi, Chuck. Thank you for the call.
Hey, what's up, Will and Dibs? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Chuck.
You know what the...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Mountain View Chuck. I was with you back at George Floyd, man. I want to give you much love for that night. Still paying off. Still paying dividends. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
You know what those fans are having trouble with? Those fans that are having trouble with the Wizard Steve Kerr, they're struggling. Struggling bugland. Because think of it. He just threw curveballs at the Wizards.
How so?
They're not going to know how to defend. This next coming game, isn't it a little bit of a positive that works with what he's doing, that the Wizards aren't really going to be able to plan for what – they're not going to be able to plan for what he's doing. What rotation is he going to put out there? We don't know. 11 players within the first – you know what I mean? That might be a positive. Also, the Draymond thing. He's trying his damnedest to do what's right for the team. But there are other guys out there giving him elbows, giving him knees. You know they're coming after him. That can't be easy. And also, last thing, contingency plan, it's a little different. J.K. was hurt. They went out and got Jimmy Butler. The Jimmy Butler combination with Stephen Curry got us here. There's no time to work on a contingency plan. That's why Steve Kerr's a wizard. He's working on it now. He's going to come up with it. and we're going to take this series, boys.
Chuck, thank you for the call. That might even be too optimistic for me, but I hear what he's saying. I'm not going to build that up as like some huge advantage that the Warriors have, which is that the Wolves don't know who's going to start because the Warriors don't actually have enough starting players.
Right.
I'm not going to build that up as an advantage. It could be some sort of a factor, though. I mean, there is that in this stew, which is that the Warriors largely know who the Wolves are. And right now, the Wolves don't know who the Warriors are. The problem is the Warriors might not know who the Warriors are right now.
And
so,
I do think that the Warriors are hoping to rely on certain players, and some of those players are not playing well enough to where you want to rely on them. And that, for me, is the biggest issue with Moses Moody, a guy who was starting a bunch of games down the stretch, and he was starting and you weren't losing, and he was amazing. And now over the last three playoff games, he's not been that. And, you know, Pods is still a net positive player, but he's not playing as well as he did in the Houston series. And Gary Payton II, I don't know what's going on with GP2, but he's not playing that well either.
You keep saying that. I thought, you know, last night was kind of wonky. I thought he was really good in game one, GP2.
I thought he was okay.
Yeah, he was really good. I thought, you know, defensively he's himself. He hit some big shots
right
for the team when Minnesota was making their fourth quarter run.
That game was pretty much well at bay, though. And I look at last night as a game where you need Gary to step up and, you know, do a little bit more. Draymond certainly as well. And Draymond did not have a good game offensively. So, I mean, nobody really played great offensively other than Jonathan Kuminga, and that came when the team was already down by 15.
Yep.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.